Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Elizabeth Crawley, and here's what's happening. The New Jersey Transit Rail strike is affecting hundreds of thousands of commuters. Some of them had to scramble this morning when they found out the trains weren't running. KYW's Tim Jimenez has the story from the Hamilton station in Mercer County.
Plenty of empty parking spaces here at Hamilton, so people did get the memo about the strike. But still, New Jersey Transit customer service reps spent the morning telling people who showed up that trains weren't coming today. And a special bus service to New York that's part of the contingency plan, well, that wasn't starting until Monday. That left Darius Lewis, who teaches in New York, in a bind.
My alternative right now is just taking the Amtrak. But the Amtrak is, like, booked up. It's like $118 ticket.
And he says that's way too much, so he was thinking about other options, like maybe driving to North Jersey to take a PATH train, which isn't affected by the strike. And then there's Majid, who was also supposed to go to New York, but then just said, forget it.
It's going to take too long for me to go back home, and plus my ride dropped me off. I didn't know, so I can't go back home, get the car, get to work. I'll be 2 hours late. I might as well just take the day.
The union says it's been 5 years since engineers were given a pay raise, and they say they want a pay raise that's comparable to other train operators in the New York City area. Her baby wasn't breathing. She rushed the child to the nearest hospital. The problem is the nearest hospital is Crozier Chester Medical Center, and it's closed. Luckily, this time there was plenty of help available. Doctors, nurses, and medics were there for a news conference held by Governor Shapiro on protecting healthcare from private equity companies. Peggy Malone is the president of the Crozier Chester Nurses Association.
Not one child should ever die because those closed our hospital because they never cared about the people in this community. But we do, and this is why we've been fighting so hard, and somebody has to open our ER now.
Paramedics saved the child's life. Lawmakers in Harrisburg are considering a bill to allow the state attorney general to block or place conditions on the sale of health facilities to for-profit companies. Shapiro says that and other parts of the Health System Protection Act would prevent what happened to Crozier from happening again. Philadelphia Mayor Sherelle Parker's housing plan is inching forward in city council. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports.
Council's Housing Committee Chair Jamie Gauthier introduced three more of the bills the mayor has proposed to speed up the development process so she can meet her goal of building or saving 30,000 units of housing. Gauthier says the bills will increase the number of units that can be built by eliminating parking minimums in densely developed areas and creating a new zoning category for duplexes.
It gets us density and hopefully affordability in a way that is not too dense for the neighbors. Sometimes people are concerned about really large multifamily structures, but this allows us to do that in a gentler way.
Council, however, is still sitting on a bill that would allow property transfers to the land bank from other city agencies without getting council approval. The administration wants to be able to keep the process moving during the 4 months council is in recess, but Gauthier says council is still studying the proposal.
The goal is to get everything approved by the time council is scheduled to recess on June 12th. That means all the bills, as well as the budget, will have to get through committee in the next 3 weeks. A baby boy at Children's Hospital of Philadelphia has become the first patient to receive a personalized gene editing treatment. The baby has an extremely rare and deadly genetic disorder. Correspondent Sony Salzman explains.
Baby KJ, when he was first born, everything seemed fine, but within days, doctors knew something was wrong. The disease he has makes it difficult for his body to clear waste. And basically what this means is that it leads to a buildup of toxic ammonia in his body, and that will eventually lead to brain damage and death.
Doctors crafted a unique piece of genetic code to fix KJ's faulty gene. That's been a usable strategy for over a decade, but this is the first time they created one to correct a single patient's condition. KJ's mom, Nicole Muldoon, says she saw the difference immediately.
By the next day, he was up laughing, looking around, seeing what was going on, very nosy, wanting to know what was going on, playing with his toys like nothing ever happened.
KJ is now almost 10 months old and gaining weight, and doctors say they have been able to scale back on his medication. That's the All Local. I'm Elizabeth Crawley. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features
and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design, plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
Contact your local Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details.